Okay, the two that we have left to look at are keys and indexes and multiple tables. I think we finished all the others. I'm going to pass around an attendance sheet. And remember that I have to hear from you once a week. Federal guidelines again, or not guidelines, federal rules are getting very specific. That if you, I do not have anything from you in 3 weeks, I have to turn you in as having and withdraw you from the course. So I need to hear from you once a week. And then I won't withdraw you. But it's not my decision. It's not the college's decision. It's a federal mandate. Okay, so it has to be done. Okay, so we're looking at keys and indexes. Okay, so I have a file that I set up, a table that I set up here. And it's dot create table without key. And I said ID number, name, department, and salary. So I set it up and I don't have a key and I put in some values to it. Then the next thing I did is I went down and I said, okay, I want to add a key to this. So I said, alter the table, add a primary key based on ID number. And now when I do a DESC, I see PRI next to the key that tells it the primary key. Okay, so what's a primary key? A primary key is something that uniquely identifies the record. So that means the ID, if I try to enter a duplicate ID, it won't let me do it. Okay. You already got there. So if you try to enter a duplicate ID number, it won't let you do it because that would be a violation of primary key. Primary key has to be unique, okay? So I now have added a primary key to an existing table. So any tables that you've created, if you decide you want a primary key, you can just say alter the table, add a primary key. And you've now got the primary key in there. Okay, now, an index is different from a primary key. An index is, well, my best example is when you go to the doctor's office, they ask for your patient number, and I never remember what my patient number is, so they take as an alternative my name, okay? Now, what they've got is they've got it set up so that my ID number is their primary key. So they would like to go in by ID number. But they know that a lot of people are going to say by name, so they set up the name as an index. Okay, so that just means that behind the scenes, they're keeping track of things such that they can go in via index and get it easily, okay, as opposed to another field. So they've got another structure behind the scenes that orders it by index, which is in this case name, so they can get to it more easily. Now that's overhead, because they have to maintain the structure behind the scenes to do that. That's overhead. So you don't want every field to have an index, or there's an incredible amount of overhead, especially when you have to add records or delete records or change records. So you want to pick a couple of fields or a field that would work as a index, and you want to put that in. Okay? And if I say show index, it kind of gives you sort of information about an index, harder to read than most. So I created an index, okay, on the field called index department. I gave it a name, index department. Okay, so I gave it the name index department, and it is on the department within the field without key, within the table without key. So that's the table, that's the field. I've now created an index on that, and I've called the index index department. Okay, so down here, when I ask it to show it, it shows index department. It will still create the index if I don't give it a name. It's just that I'll kind of lose track of it. So I want to give it a name so that when I do show it, I at least know that it's there when I see the name. Okay, if I want to get rid of them, I can say alter the table, drop the index, and I drop the index. And I said alter the table and drop the primary key, and I drop the primary key. So if you decide you don't want them, you can drop them. And I'm then saying make a three-part primary key. Okay, so in this case, I want the primary key to be made up of three values: the ID number, the drive number, and the date, contribution date. And so I can add a primary key that is made up of all three of those. Okay. So essentially, a primary key gets you unique access. So if we go in and just basically look at relational databases. For some of you, this is again. Come on. There we go. Okay, so this one that's the donor donation and drive. Okay, so I have those three tables that I've been looking at. Okay, I ran up to the end. Okay, so the donor has an ID number, and then it's got name and whatever else it has. The primary key is the ID number. Okay, so whenever I add a record there, the big thing I'm looking for is that it is unique. Okay, the drive has the drive number, the drive name, and any other information I want about the drive. So this is my drive to try to get money out of people. So I've got the this drive and the that drive and whatever to try to get money out of people. Okay, now I want to get multiple donations. Well, wait a minute, let me add that the drive number is the primary key here. Okay, so that's the drive number, and it's the primary key. Now, I want to get multiple donations out of people. Okay, so when they give a donation, and we go back to looking at the primary key that I just did, I said I wanted the donation table to have an ID, a drive number, and a contribution date. Okay, so I was doing a similar thing to what I'm doing over here. And I said ID number, drive number, contribution date. So I was adding that primary key. Okay, now why did I want those? Okay, so I've got the ID number. That's the person that gave the donation. Okay? Then I want to know what drive they gave it to, because a person can give a contribution, and in fact, I want them to give a contribution to multiple drives. Okay? And I would like to give them more than one contribution to multiple drives. So if my primary key is just the ID number and the drive number, then I can't get them to give a second contribution to that drive, and I would like them to. So I'm going to add contribution date and say that these three together are the primary key, and then I will also have the amount of the contribution down there. So I had to make a unique key, and so I'm saying the donation is going to have an ID number, a drive number, a contribution, a date. And then the piece of data that I'm keeping in there is an amount. Okay, so this relates me to all of the tables as well, because I can go from this ID number to find out who gave the donation. I can go from the drive number over here to find out any information I want to know about the drive. So I'm linking to both of the other tables, okay? When you are setting up a database, the big rule is that you do not want to carry any data twice, okay, that is not part of the key structure. You don't want to carry any other data twice. So I don't want to carry a person's name any place but on the donor table. Because if I carry it in multiple places, then if the name changes, I got to go change it in multiple places. I want it in one place, and I want to be able to link into the table if I'm going to need the name. Okay, I would not want to put the name on the donation table. What I want to do is link in to the donor if I need to grab the name. Okay? So I always want to set things up so that I am not carrying any information twice except the information that I've got here that is linking. The linking information I can carry twice. Okay? So, if the primary key is three things, what I showed you was how you can add a primary key in that has three things. Okay, questions? So now we're going to go back and we're going to look at the donation. The multiple tables. Okay, so here I've got a description, and I call that one Donor 2011, and it's got a description of the donor table. And here, DID number is the primary key. Okay, so that is the primary key. And then I said select asterisk from donor. Now I didn't specify the key. And everything works just fine if you don't, except in reality, you want the primary key there because number one, it makes easy access to it. But number two, you don't want anybody entering a second primary key. You don't want duplicates. And having the key prevents that from happening. The key says if the field is a primary key, it can't be left blank and it can't be a duplicate. And if that's the field that is identifying the person, you don't want it left blank and you don't want it a duplicate. So by calling it a primary key, you have guaranteed that it won't be left blank and it won't be a duplicate. And it also sets up behind the scenes quick access with primary keys. So now the second field going down is the donation. And then I have the ID number, the drive, and the contribution date. And as we just saw, these three are the primary key, if I want to make a primary key. Okay. And that's the donation table. And I just took the picture without my PC, so there it is. PK, rather. And then I come down and I've got my drive table. And in my drive table, as we just saw, this is the primary key, the drive number. Okay, and then I've got information about donations and all the rest of it on there. Okay, now, if I want to get things from multiple tables, this is how I can do it. Okay, so I have select DID number, name, count amount, from donor, comma, donation. So that means I'm using two tables. I'm selecting from the donor table and the donation table. Where the donor 2011 field called the DID number is equal to the donation 2011 field called the ID number. So I'm looking for a link between the two tables. Okay? Now, I messed up at one point and I decided it was a good example, so I left the mess up. On the donor table, I called it DID number. On the donation table, I called it ID number. That's perfectly acceptable, and it works just fine, as you can see. But I'll go crazy trying to remember which one I called DID number and which one I called ID number. So I shouldn't do that. Okay, so let me go back. And I thought No, that's not where I was. That was for the other class. I thought I'd open something else, but I didn't. Okay, so if I had called this DID number instead, just ID number, then up here I would also need ID number. But the point is then that ID number is going to show up on two tables. So since it's showing up on two tables, I have to be specific up here and say donor 2011 dot ID number. I have to basically tell it which table to look at. So up in the select, if I've got two tables, anything that is unique does not need the table name, but anything that is appearing on two tables needs to have the table name, because it doesn't know whether it should get the ID number from the donor table or the donation table, and I have to tell it which one to get it from. So if the same field appears on both the tables that I'm looking at, and I want to list it as a field in the select, then I have to tell it which table it came from. Now, if you remember back to Access in 2020, CIS 120, in Access, if they created their own SQL, they would always put table name dot field name, table name dot field name. And since we were only working with one table most of the time, I told you that that wasn't needed. Okay, and it isn't. You do not have to have the table name with the field name, except if there's confusion in that it appears on both tables. So if it appears on both tables, then you got to tell it which table. And in fact, it doesn't matter in this example which table I told it, because my where clause is saying I want to do this where these two link. Okay, where these two are equal. Okay, bring up PuTTY and we will take a look at this. Oops. Okay, I have yes. Okay, so if I go back, and do you have this? Actually, I stopped and thought, did I ever ask you to create the donor or create two? I think I asked you to create the donor. Did I? Okay. I thought I did, but then again. Okay, so if I go in here and my donor has the DID number, as I said there. So I'm saying select DID number, but if it was the same, I would put in there the table name, which is donor2011.DID number. And it never hurts to put them both in, okay? But since I called it DID number, I really didn't have to. Okay, I could have gone back and changed it. And so that's going to be there. So I'm selecting that. Name does not need it. And cont amount does not need it because those are unique. And I'm selecting from donor 2011 and donation 2011. Those are my two. And I'm saying I want the link to be where the donor 2011 ID number, only I called it DID number, equals the donation 2011 dot ID number. Okay, and so that's giving me the results. Okay, so I am linking together based on the ID number. Now, if I do this without the where clause, and I say select donor 2011 DID number, name, cont, amount from donor 2011, comma, donation 2011. Notice what I get. I get every possible combination. Okay, so it's going on forever. I'm getting every possible combination. So if I ask it and I don't put the where clause in, then it doesn't do any linking. So what it ends up doing is every donor record is linked to every donation record. Okay, every donor record is linked to every donation record. So you can see that it goes, here's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are in the donor file, and they link to the contribution of 25, okay, which is once up there. And then I get the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the 40. And then I get the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the next donation, which was a 20. And I get it for every single donation. So I get every single possible combination if I don't link the two tables together. And when I link them based on ID, then only the donations from Stephen Daniels are going to show up. Jennifer Ames apparently gave two donations, so she's showing up twice. But I am not getting every possible combination. I'm getting the correct linking. Okay. And let's see. If I do a select ID, DID number, name from donor 2011, you can see there are six donors. And if I do select ID number, drive number, amount, contribution from donation 2011, whoops. What's wrong? Amount contribution is apparently not the name of the field. Contribution amount, sorry about that. Okay, so those are the donations. So that's what we saw, and what we see up here too, is you see, if you look at the 50, which is the last one, you can see that this donation of $50 has been attributed to every single person. Okay? The $50 has been connected to every single person. And that's because I didn't have the where clause. So if I don't have the where clause, it makes every possible combination, as opposed to saying this was a donation from person 12121, Jennifer Ames, and show it should show up just for Jennifer Ames. Does that make sense? And I have a device up here that's telling me it needs a battery. Okay, experiment for a minute. I hear some of you clicking away while I replace the battery. Questions? So when I am linking two tables together, I need to tell how the link works. Now the next one, if you look at the handout, the next one uses all three tables. So I have to decide, and remember when I was drawing them out, I said the ID linked the donor and the donation, and the drive number linked the donation and the drive. Okay? So what I've got to have here, and let's see if I can do the same one. I'm going to say select DID number, and again, it doesn't need the table name, but if I had done it such that it would have ID number, then it would have needed it. Okay? If I was doing it and I had called them both ID number, then it would have needed it. So then I put, and I also want the name, the contribution amount, and then drive number is the same on both, so I've got to put in the drive number table in front of that and drive name. Okay? From, and I now have three tables, so I'm putting in all three tables. Okay, so I've got all three tables there. And then I'm saying where donor2011.DID number equals donation2011.JustPlainID number and donation2011.DriveNumber equals drive2011.drivenumber. And I actually managed to type all that right. Am I impressed? Okay. So now I am linking the donor ID number to the donation ID number. So that's linking it to the right person. And then I am linking the drive and the donation together based on the drive number. Okay. So that's the connection. There is also a way to do it with SQL using the word join. And if you want to look it up, go ahead. We cover that in the Oracle class. I'm not covering it here just because I want to get the concept across. And I think, in fact, this technique explains the concept a little better. But if you want to look up how to use this with a join, to join tables together, you can go ahead and do it. Okay, so I have linked the tables. And once I put up four tables, I need to link them. Yeah.
So this was just temporary?
Okay, what do you mean?
Just the one query that's all it's good for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I can actually create a view. It's another technique that I didn't go into here that I go into Oracle. You can actually create a view and have the view have all of this. Instead of creating a table, you can, after you've got the tables done, you can create a view which links all of the tables together. So if this combination is something you want lots of times, you can create a view and then link them all together. And if you want to look that up, you can. But essentially, yes, this is for this particular report. I've done the linking for this particular report. Okay, and if I want a different report that uses all three tables, I have to do it. And also, if I want information from the donor table and the drive table, can I do that alone? Let's go back and look at this. Okay, where I, when I drew them out. There it is. Notice that the drive number does not appear on the donor. The donor ID does not appear in the drive. Okay? The drive number has the drive name, it has the drive chair, it has last year's donations, and so forth. So I can't get, if there was any reason I wanted to, I can't link the donor and the drive because they have nothing in common. But if I need information from both the donor and drive, I can use the donation table as well, and that provides me the linkage. Because if I have the donation table links to the donor and it links to the drive. So if for some reason I wanted a report with information about the donor and the drive, I can get it by using the donation table as the, and putting the donation table in the from and putting it in the links. I don't have to show any data from it. I can just show data from the donor and the drive table if I wanted it for some reason. Okay. Okay, so that's how you link multiple tables together. Now, I'm going to have you work on some stuff to kind of practice this for the rest of the period. And then on Thursday, we're going to tie this into PHP. So that we're going to go into PHP and connect to data and start being able to use the data that's on the MySQL database within PHP. So we're going to do that on Thursday. Okay, but in the meantime, as I said, I'm going to give you a chance to play computer. Lucky you. Okay, so workingsql.doc. Okay, I've got the donor, donation, and drive tables. And I've got some data there. You've got to do this using my data, okay? You may have totally different data, but I want you to do this with my data. And I want you to play computer. So I'm saying select the name, city, state from the donor table where the upper state equals Rhode Island. So that's a fairly straightforward, easy one. Okay, so I'm coming up here. And looking for the ones that are equal to Rhode Island. And there's the state. So I'm just looking for the ones equal to Rhode Island. And for the ones equal to Rhode Island, I'm writing out the name, the city, and the state. So you're going to write that out. Then you're moving on to the next one, and I said select the drive number and the sum from donation grouped by drive number. So I'm looking for the sum of every drive number. So again, look for my data and go in and pull that together. If you want to work with somebody, you still have to pass it in individually, but you can certainly talk it over with somebody if you want to sit near somebody. I think there are 10 problems, and you have about a half an hour. And if you don't finish them, you got to finish them at home. Okay, I'm done talking.